Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office, or door, or porch, or backyard, or front yard, or apartment, or dorm, or castle, or shop, or worksite, or wherever Panera delivers. For lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Read and Grow campaign, a campaign to support the importance of reading and sharing. As we continue to grow, creating campaigns for those with hearing disabilities and those who use sign language, as well as those facing issues because of their sight, we hope you will join in and make your support known. You can visit our website and click the donation button. It will be just that simple. We welcome the financial support given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do really mean exciting. We're going to have three guests. We're going to have Ms. Carmen Alston, who is the producer of Rella and the Shoe. We're going to have T.C. Carson on at 7:30, along with Shirley Murdoch. So we're going to have all three for a great 10-minute interview. So get ready, get your pens, get your papers, and you're going to enjoy the Don S. McClure Show. Listen, we're going to jump to a track while we get ready for this great show that's going to come up tonight. And we've got a really nice interview with T.C. Carson that we recorded. And he is the voice of Kratos in this game of war. And it's actually called the Gods of War. So we're going to play that. I mean, we got a lot of great stuff going on tonight. And we're going to play As We Lay with Shirley Murdoch. So we've got, man, we're going to be knocking it out, knocking it in the park, heading it on out to the Gooba Goobas. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, we're going to send some shouts out. We're going to get the show together. Tonight's topic is, what is the worst decisions to make in your life? And I think the one that's number one uno is assumption. You're always assuming stuff, and 99% of the time, you're wrong. So let me get the show started. And I want to send a big shout out to Janice, or is it Leslie? One or the other. But anyway, she is in the Illinois area, and I promised her I would send a shout out to her. And I got some more shout out. So let me get the show started. And when I come back, we've got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. Hey, did you know I used to sing with Sergio Mendez? I don't know why I told that story. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Like I said, we're going to have a great show for you tonight. The subject is, what is the worst decision to make in your life? What is or has been in your mind the worst decision to make in your life? Did any of your decisions and the results immediately after made you sincerely feel that they were bad for your life's direction? Oh, man. So again, I'm telling you, we're going to talk about that tonight. There's a great movie called The Oxbow Incident, and it's a great movie, fabulous. And it talks about this very subject. Where these guys rushed to judgment, they found these guys, and accused them of cattle rustling and hung them. And then come to find out that the guy that they thought they stole the cattle from, Larry Kincaid, he was still alive. And the sheriff rolled up and said, What's going on here? And the guy said, We just got the guys. They got Larry Kincaid. And he said, Larry Kincaid is at home. He got a bruise on his head, but he all right. And then they say, what? He said, what did you guys do? They said, we just hung three guys that we thought stole his cattle. And the guy told us he didn't steal the cattle. He bought them from Larry Kincaid. Wow. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to be moving fast and furious. And we've got some great music, some great things going on. We're going to play a track by Shirley Murdoch that was a huge success. And so this is going to be a really great show, I promise you. I promise you. So many of us have said, I wish I could get a do-over or take a trip back in time and change my decisions. We know that some people say, well, making bad decisions leads to the understanding of experience. But can we live with unchangeable decisions that in the moment of fear, they cannot be reversed? So when you quit your boyfriend because you're mad at him, because he didn't text you and call you, you can't reverse it. He's gone to the other woman's arms. He gone, girl. And for you guys, just because she didn't cook, now you quit her, and now you need some food, and now you can't go back over there. Oh, man. All right, let me get ready to do the show. And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It is 7:12, and you know, I think I'm going to play the Shirley Murdoch song. How about that? As We Lay. Oh, I love that song. I might cry all over my computer.
Now
And that was As We Lay, and that's by Shirley Murdoch, and she's going to be a guest on our show. They are in rehearsal right now in Ohio for a play called Rella and the Shoe, and they're going to take out 10 minutes, and they're going to talk to us probably about 7:30, which is 8:30 their time, and again, I am so excited to have three superstars. Carmen Austin, who is a producer, and she's the producer of this play, and the artistic director for the C Dance Company. I think I got that right. If not, she'll correct that. But also, we've got T.C. Carson, who many of you know as Kyle from Living Single, and we're going to play that little theme song, too. And Kyle did some great things in the voiceover industry that some of you might not be aware of because you don't play video games. But that's a really big industry, and I posted the video on Facebook so you could kind of see what I was talking about. And again, we like bringing you information that you can use. So I am rated as the number one talk show on the World Wide Web. On Blog Talk Radio, and I'm getting heard all over the world. Man, me, uno, dos. I like that, man. I really like the fact that I have some great fans in China, Spain, Australia, and Norway is cutting up. But 90% of my listenership is in America.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And that's my guy, Charlie Wilson. And did you hear that voice at the end? Ha, ha, ha. That was me. They asked me to come in for 5 minutes and say, Don, could you say at the end of the song, ha, ha, ha. Oh, man. My producer looked at me and said, Don, why do you tell so many stories on radio? I said, I don't know. Did you ever hear the story of the chicken and the egg? Which came first? Well, the story is, which came first, Don or the story, or the story of Don? You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world and get into the show. And again, I am so proud that we are celebrating June 11th, 7 years of being on the radio. Wow. Man, you can't ask for nothing better than that. I've been able to clown for 7 years. Oh, man, that's like when God said, Don, 7 years, 7 days, it took me to create the world. And it took you 7 minutes to mess up the world. I said, what, God? What did you say? I said, did you tell my mother I mess up the world? I said, Don, do right sometimes. Before you come to heaven. Did you know they kicked me out of heaven when I was a baby? They did. I was writing all on the walls and stuff. They said, Don, get out. I said, what? You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We're going to play a simple intro. My guest is coming on at 7:30. And I want you to listen to this interview where Kyle was talking about being the character in a game. Wow. I mean, I was fascinated with that. So take a listen.
Hey,
Hey, what's happening? I'm T.C. Carson, and I am the voice of Kratos in God of War.
Ares will have to find another to do his bidding.
So, T.C., what was it like exploring Kratos' backstory in God of War Ascension?
I really enjoyed it because it gave us a chance to see what drove him to be who he is. And the cinematics, the acting part, was really, really good for me this time. Some games don't have a lot of that, but this game has a lot of that in it.
How much time do you end up spending with the character during the development process of the game?
Well, I don't really develop him. They just send me the script. And, you know, so I get it maybe the day before, and I'll sit and practice and, you know, go over my lines. But a lot of it is about the direction that they want him to go in.
Do you have a favorite memory from this game?
Do I have a favorite memory? At one point, they have a second Kratos is being tortured. And I had to scream and holler to do this. And in the middle of it, there was something that clicked inside of me that said, okay, either you can really do this, or you can just kind of stay on the backside of this and do what you're doing. And I went, okay, let's go for it. And I got so lost in it, we had to cut. And I couldn't come out of it for like 5 minutes. And when I came out of the booth, they were looking at me like, are you okay?
My home is in Sparta.
I was like, yeah, I'm good. Just got stuck.
What are your thoughts on how devoted gamers are to the God of War franchise?
You know, this past year was my first time going to Comic-Con and actually really seeing how much people really love this game, and I think it's great. I didn't realize that gaming world was so big. I do so many other things as well, and this was the first time I really saw what this world was, and it's fascinating.
What do you think of the God of War Collector's Edition?
I think it's cool, man. You get all the games, and you get the, you know, you get the PS3, the PlayStation, and it's red, which is cool. So I think it's cool.
Do you have a favorite memory of playing video games when you were younger you can share with us?
Okay. Don't judge me. Okay? I like Ms. Pac-Man, man. It was like cool with the little, yeah.
What's it like watching technology push Kratos forward from PS2 to PS3?
The technology is amazing. What it looks like, the gameplay, all the people that work behind to make the gameplay what it is, it's just really amazing. I didn't realize video games were that advanced, that technical, that clean.
Where would you like to see Kratos go next?
The big screen is big enough. Call me.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back and we're live. And I've got three great guests. I've got Carmen Alston, who is the producer and artistic director for Rella and the Shoe. I like that, Rella and the Shoe. And I actually saw the picture, got a gym shoe on it. And T.C. Carson, actor and entertainer and voice extraordinaire, that you got a chance to hear some of his great stuff. So he does more than just Kyle Barker. I mean, he's super talented. And of course, the amazing songstress, Shirley Murdoch, America's R&B singer-songwriter, who is best known for As We Lay, we played it earlier, and the crowd was going crazy, screaming. I said, I don't have her in the studio, man. Be cool. So let me introduce them and get the conversation going with these great artists. How's it going, Ohio?
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Don?
T.C. Carson?
Yes, it is. And the fabulous Miss Shirley.
Oh, man. And I know that Miss Carmen just said hello. And I hope Miss Murdoch, you're right there with us.
Well, this is Shirley, and I'm right here with you, Carmen. We're actually in rehearsal for dress rehearsal for the play. So Carmen's out there doing her directing thing. So you're kind of stuck with the two of us right now. Is that all right?
Hey, that is super fabulous. My fans have been going crazy all week. We played your song on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere we could find it. We dug up everything we could find about T.C. Carson. And the women were going, do you know him? Can I get his phone? No, you can't get his phone number. Let's start all over. This is Miss Shirley Murdoch and T.C. Carson, and I apologize to my audience for the mess up. So, again, you guys are in Columbus, Ohio.
We're in Columbus, Ohio.
You're there tonight, and the show is tomorrow.
Yes, we're in dress rehearsal tonight. The show tomorrow is at 7:30 at the Joanne Davison Vern Rice Center, downtown Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. And what made you guys interested in the play?
Well, actually, this is our second time doing it. It was so nice, we had to do it twice.
Wow.
We have a wonderful dance group called C Dance Company. And okay. They teach dance starting at 18 months to 30 years old. They teach hip-hop. They teach ballet, tap, jazz, liturgical dancing. I mean, it's a really wonderful group of young people, and they put on a production. One of the productions that I've done with them for about 7 years has been a hip-hop version of Alice in Alice in Wonderland. It was called Alice in the Land of Wonders. And for the past 2 years, PC and I, we're doing Rella and the Shoe, which is like an urban version of Cinderella.
Okay. And my understanding of the play, it's actually, is it about bullying or something similar to that?
Well, within the confines of the story, there are a lot of many lessons going on, you know, to help young people to have self-esteem, you know, like you said, dealing with the issue of bullying and, you know, self-esteem and dreaming and knowing that dreams can come true. So for TC and I, just have an opportunity to stand here and be an encouragement to young people. It was definitely something worthwhile doing.
Well, you know what? I think this is so great because, for one reason, a lot of people admire the work of both of you guys, TC, as well as, you know, yourself. People think a lot of both of you in the field. And when people are told that you two guys are participating in this play, it brings it to another level of support where people are saying, man, look at what talent are giving back to the community. Because a lot of times we hear that a lot of talent sometimes don't want to come back to do things unless they're like 5-star, 10-star, off-Broadway or on-Broadway. But you guys seem to be dedicated to coming back to help people and bringing your talent that shows that star power to the community.
Yeah, it's absolutely important to always pay it back and pay it forward. I know for myself, there were people who poured into my life, and TC can speak for himself. But you know, we're all standing on the shoulders of somebody. But to have that opportunity to encourage some young people is absolutely the right thing to do, and it's something that we both personally enjoy doing.
Yeah, well, what she said.
Yeah, I like that, TC. You're like, yeah, that's the same thing here. But you know what? The thing is that I don't know if you guys realize it, and you probably do. Your names just spark up conversations that are just amazing about the talent on TV with Kyle Barker. When you say your name, Shirley Murdoch, you'd be surprised how people just are in awe of how great your talent is. They just think like, wow, these two people are
awesome.
No, seriously, they really, I'm telling you, when people say your names, it's like royalty. It's like, wow, I mean, we get to hear them, we get to see them, people are still listening to your music, they're still watching the reruns of all the things of Living Single. So those are compliments, and when the cast can work closely with you guys, I really wish I had time, I would have came down there and saw the play tomorrow. But I just found out about it about a week ago.
Oh, man.
So yeah, I've got a lot of fans in Ohio. Actually, I got a lot of fans everywhere that are just listening to the interview right now. And they're really appreciating the fact that you guys took the time out of your busy schedule to come on my show. That's amazing in itself.
Well, thanks for having us, brother.
Yeah, well, brother, you do a great job. Shirley does a great job. I mean, it's just we need more entertainers like you guys of that caliber because our young people really need to connect with a lot of great people so that they don't get to miss advice, so they don't go the wrong way. But having something that you two guys are in, I really wish we had known more. We'd have brought some busloads of people down there to the play.
Well,
so you're going to have to keep
up with the
score.
They have a couple of more plays coming up, so you should be in touch with the organization, and you can bring a couple of busloads. I think it's something that all kids need to see. These kids are doing great work, and this organization is doing great work in the community. You know, it really is.
And I think that's what connected me so well when I talked to Carmen. I mean, she was just a joy to talk to. And when I looked at the YouTube clips of the dance group she has, I mean, it was just like watching all the other sensational great dance groups. And I put them on that same level, the Balanchine Dancers, the Alvin Ailey group. Everybody out there that's great, this group is just as great, and I'd like to see more people know more about them, but I can't tell you how I appreciate you guys coming on the show, taking a few minutes away from the rehearsal. I know you can't stay real long, but we're going to have to do some one-on-ones one day because a lot of people are interested in all the things you've done, especially, you know, Kyle, what you're doing, the Clone Wars, and just other things with your voice that people just weren't aware of.
His voice is butter, ain't it?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, those ladies almost drove me crazy. It almost ran me out the studio. Is he going to be there? I said, no. He's not going to be in the studio. He's going to be on the phone. And the guys were going crazy over this as we lay. They still cannot get over that track.
Yeah, that's it. You know, they told me that it's still one of the most requested songs, you know, like on the Quiet Storm, you know, but I want to help somebody out because a lot of people think that As We Lay is a celebratory song about infidelity. It's really a sad song about regret because there's a price tag attached to every decision that you make in life. That's why you need to count up the cost before you get lost in the second, in a minute, in an hour.
Well,
As We Lay.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I'm really glad you said
before
that.
Before you lay, somebody needs to pray. Can I get an amen?
I know, yeah. Amen, sister. But you know what's so funny, Shirley, is the topic of our show is what is the worst decision to make in your life? And it's talking about things like that. Mm-hmm. How many of us have regret or we've made decisions on assumption or how we think we have the answer to something and actually it's not the right answer. So
you know, oftentimes, Don, people make a permanent decision based upon a temporary situation.
You better say that.
So that's why you need to count up the cost before you get lost.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to use that, Shirley. I'm stealing that one. You have to count up the cost before you get lost. Okay.
That's right. It's going to cost you something. It ain't free, honey.
Well, you know what? There, I don't think there's nothing in life that's free but air. And you got to pay to breathe that nowadays.
Amen. If you want to clean air.
Yeah, it's such a joy to have you guys on my show. I mean, I am just thrilled, overjoyed. And my board is lit up with blue lights from all over the country, people listening to you. And like I said, you know, just having both you guys to take the time out, to me that was precious. That was really saying something because I just admire your talent. I just think it's great.
Amen.
And,
well,
you know, we need
thank
to do
you so
a show.
Much.
Yeah,
and
well,
if,
we can
if anybody in your audience is in the Columbus, Ohio area, we want to really encourage you to come see Rella and the Shoe for one show only. That's tomorrow at 7:30 at the Rice Center inside of the Joanne Davison Theater. And tickets are available at Ticketmaster and at the box office. So we want to encourage everybody. It's family friendly. I mean, you young people will be so encouraged to see other young people doing something that they might be dreaming to do. But to actually look on stage and see somebody doing something that you're longing to do, it lets you know the dreams do come true.
And it's also good for the adults to see kids doing something positive.
That's true.
Well, see, that's the most important factor. I just finished a book called Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field, about a high school student who's 90% blind, but she can pitch 105 miles an hour. And her whole team encourages her to be the best that she can be. I love writing. I think it's some of the greatest things. But all my books are moral-based, and I want them to encourage students. I'm always lecturing in high school students, middle school, elementary, and they just go crazy about it. But to tell them that I talk to you two guys, it's just going to be more icing on the cake. And again, we're going to get closer in promotion. One of the things that I think we need to do more of, we've got to find out where some of these things are going on early so that we can announce them on our radio shows.
That's true. Well, Don, listen, they're calling us. They're calling us back. Our part's coming up. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you, you know, helping us to get the word out.
Yeah, well, I will. And like I said, I look forward, and I'm glad I met you guys. Go on and break a leg or break a shoe or whatever you're going to break. You know, just have a good time at it.
All right, brother. You have a great rest of your night.
You take care.
All right, TC and Shirley, thanks for being on my show.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I really enjoyed that interview. It was very good. We had some technical difficulties, but we'll get past that. And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure.